Dropping Jewels.
So, 2021 is a new year. However, the mechanics for dropping jewels are gonna change. Instead of doing affiliate marketing, I told myself, why not support and advertise our dearest local home-based businesses or small businesses from now on, especially during COVID. I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier on. So, expect food, apparel, services like design, photography, video, I don't know, babysitting or massage, you tell me. So if you do want to advertise, drop me a DM, you know where to find me. And today it's gonna be Holistic Self-Improvement Service, Graphology. Now, if you listened to the previous episode of A Dossier, I had the honor of interviewing a Singapore-based graphologist and life coach, Suliana, from Graphalistic International. If you would want a handwriting analysis to help you score that job, graphotherapy, or even personal life coaching, head to www.graphalistic.com and use my code ADOSIER5% to get 5% off all their services. I will leave all the details in the show notes below. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Offside. Let me just start off this podcast by having a sip of coffee because it is morning here and my brains are still in bed. I am groggy and I still have not fully woken up yet. Sidetracking for a bit, if you are an enthusiast of ASMR or connoisseur, can you please explain to me why the ladies who does ASMR, especially with long fingernails, like, let me just grab a box, they would actually... It annoys the shit out of me, but I don't know, it probably is soothing for some people, but they have long nails and it feels like they're screeching on walls and it sounds like this. Can someone explain to me how is that soothing? Like, this is okay, probably because of my dirty mind, but that is okay. Let me just take a sip of my coffee because we do not want to start the Sunday morning with sexual innuendos because we don't know whoever is deprived out there. So let me just, you know, while at it, let me just give you a little bit of ASMR. Coffee in the morning. It is satisfying to do that, right? To drink and then just... That gesture was actually a topic of discussion between me and a friend, funnily enough, because I think we had lunch and he was doing that gesture and I was like, that is so satisfying. And I did it for myself because I'm a child. Anyways, I have not done my intro yet. Welcome to yet another episode of Offside with me, who else, right? Your host, Sheeda Osman. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you are listening from in the world. I hope you are in good health. I hope you achieve whatever you want for the past week. If you didn't, it's okay. Probably there's some things that you need to change, but that's fine. Take your time. I wanted to start off by saying that I am disappointed. I wanted to start off this podcast with a song, with, to be precise, John Mayer's song, Edge of Desire. That's like my favorite song on a Sunday to just chill and then, you know, just drink coffee. But here's the thing. I announced on my personal Instagram story and I said something along the lines, I posted with a picture of myself excited covering my mouth with a caption that says something along the lines of, oh my god, I just discovered a new feature on Anchor. This is gonna be the game changer for every podcaster who uses Anchor because it really feels like a radio station. Now, the tool or feature that I'm talking about that Anchor actually released was, while you know, prior to all the recordings that you did for your podcast channel, you know, whatever you want to talk about, the usual content, you additionally, you can actually add songs directly from Spotify. I tried it earlier on. They would play a snippet of the song, which is like 30 seconds. But 5 minutes after that, I was on my phone and I was looking for that tool again, and I was on the Anchor app and I couldn't find a tool anymore. And then just to double confirm, I went to my laptop, to my computer, and I refreshed the whole website and the tool was gone. I guess the people who actually came out with that tool was like panicking because they were thinking about, oh my fucking god, we didn't think about the music licensing. Holy shit. Well, they have the right to panic because we all know how music licensing can actually cause lawsuits and stuff, and, you know, big wars between recording labels, and also it's gonna be a whole thing. So yeah, which is good, and I'm always a firm believer of people who comes out with creative content such as music, poems, art, paintings, photography, you know, the things that people invest their time on should be credited accordingly, especially, you know, songwriters as well. They should be credited accordingly, you know? And of course, Spotify should figure out the music licensing part before coming out with that tool, and I agree with it. But as a podcaster, it is such a good tool. So please figure out the music licensing part and it will change. I'm sorry, it feels like Grab and taxi drivers right now. Whoever is working on radio, if this feature or tool is available on Anchor and we can play whatever songs we want, that is it. I tell you, people who work in radio stations, well, people are still going to listen. Like, I still listen to the local station because, one, Ramadan is coming soon and they always play the azan, the prayer call on a local radio station. But yeah, other than that, I don't listen to the radio anymore. I listen to podcasts because I am a podcaster. Anyways, yeah, that was what I wanted to talk about. That was the tool that I wanted to talk about. Let's get into this week's topic. It's a little bit depressing, lah. Oh, wait, before we talk about this week's topic. So apparently, I had a very interesting week. Because of my last episode of the hijab issue in Singapore, if you guys are regulars and you know what happened, you know what happened. I'm not going to give a lot of airtime to this because, you know, I just think it's a little bit uncalled for, but I'm completely okay with it. Hey, it started a conversation. It's good enough for me. But the thing is, it's one thing to start a conversation and argue logically about it and not place one's ego to want to win instead of problem solving the whole thing. That's what I think. There's nothing wrong. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. They can say whatever the hell they want. Like I said, it's good enough that it started a conversation, but what happened was the premise behind it was, I always post snippets of, you know, offsite or 8OCA on the Instagram, right? So there was a comment that miss, in all honesty, misconstrued the whole content that I talked about the hijab issue, and, you know, they were saying that I am baseless, which, like I said, like initially in the podcast, I was saying that it is solely my opinion and there's no, you know, like site examples. There's nothing like that. It's just completely my opinion itself. And I am sorry if I offended you, but I can understand why you're saying that I'm on the fence, because I am. But let me just tell you that you misconstrued the whole thing. I even went to the extent of asking the person whether they listened to the whole podcast. Also, this is the funny part. Let me just tell you, to anyone out there, if you have a problem, let me just check the door. If you have a problem or have a disagreement with something that you see online or anywhere, have the decency to actually DM the person. Funny thing about this incident was, I was the one who actually DM'd that person and asked that person nicely whether, you know, hey, I'm so sorry that I offended you, and I'm genuinely, you know, I am. So I didn't want to offend anyone, but I also fully accepted that with whatever I say in every podcast, I'm sure something will come back, and then some people will not be happy about it. And I have fully accepted that. And also because of that, I'm always constantly careful of what I say. I always give a disclaimer first before I say anything. So yeah, that was the issue. And you know, the person was saying I was baseless, and that person was like, you know, accusing me and saying that, you know, how can I say that there will be an increase of the holier than thou mentality, you know, stuff like that. I mean, if you want to take a look at it, you can, you know, take a look at it on the Instagram page. But like I said, like, it's good enough that it started a conversation, right? And whatever is out is out. I can't change it anymore. But I'm not going to apologize about it, because I apologize to the person for offending that person, but I'm not going to apologize for the content that I came out with, because I have said what I said. And I believe that it wasn't negative or to start. I believe that I have made my point, and I was not offensive, because like I said, I was all for the hijab, but I can also understand the whole repercussions of why it is taking too long. So yeah, I think that's why people, you know, that person was saying that I'm on the fence. And plus, I think it's a troll account now. But anyways, yeah, that was what happened. I have dealt with... The reason why I was so calm about it was because I work in the customer service line for like 10 years in retail. And also I was working in a call center and was dealing with customers who would scold me vulgarities and all sorts of profanities that you can think of, just because their flights were not correct, or probably they were being delayed, you know. Just life crisis, you know. You know, when you're traveling, and then, you know, like, you're a passenger and you're in someone else's country, and then your flight is delayed and stuff like that, you get, you know, you panic, and probably there is a life event that is happening. That's why you need to get home as soon as possible. So that's why I'm calm, because I have dealt with those kind of things. And I think I have come to a point where, for a bit there, if I was still in the same headspace that I was 2 weeks ago, where I was questioning myself whether I should continue with this podcast or not. But no, I'm not quitting. I love podcasting too much, a little bit too much. And I have my own plans, my own blueprint of how I'm going to grow my own brand of podcasting. But I just, you know, naturally the push came along the way right before that comment on Instagram. So like I said, I'm not affected, because I only take advices from 1, my family, 2, my friends, 3, my listeners, 4, my fiancé. Only the people who matters to me that I will listen to. Well, sometimes I am stubborn, but only the people that matters to me that I listen to their advice. So this also goes out to all of you who is listening. If you are taking advices from people, make sure to filter and to take the one that is constructive. Choose, pick and choose all your advisors that can help you out. Analyze them and think that, you know, if people are allowed to call your bullshit, but you are also allowed to filter their advisors, because, you know, like, people give it to you and you're the one who's taking it, you know, so you can pick and choose. You have the choice of not taking everything in, because if you take everything in, then you're just gonna be clouded with self-doubt, you know. Like, what if it was bad advice? If it's good advice, then it's constructive. But if it's bad advice, you're going to be in self-doubt, and then it's going to bring your confidence down, and then you're going to have an existential crisis, right? That's my advice. Anyways. But thank you for joining the conversation, if you are listening. Now, the next topic that I wanted to talk about now, the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because this has got to do with TikTok. If you are on TikTok, you would know what I'm talking about. But what I'm going to talk about is 2 popular TikTokers who are Ree Choi and Gina. To those of you who are like, oh, I know what she's going to talk about. The reason why I want to talk about this is because in real time, I have dated someone like Ree Choi. So this is as a reminder to all the girls and the ladies who are single and they think to make really smart choices. Let me just start off by giving the context of what happened. If you are not on TikTok, let me just tell you, Reed Choi is a guy. Gina is a lady, and both of these people are really famous on TikTok. I don't know their amount of followers, but they're huge. They have made enough content for like, oh, it's Reed Choi, oh, it's Gina. And they always appear together. So the story is, Reed Choi was dating Gina for a while. And then after that, Gina broke up with Reed. And then Gina went on TikTok and did an expose on Reed Choi. So it wasn't pretty, but like I say, I have dated a guy like Reed Choi. So I think, like I said, you know, as the mass audience, we do not know what happened. Like, you know, like it's as if it happens to your friend and your friend tells you that they are from an abusive relationship, or probably, you know, like they're venting to you of things that happen in their relationship. Forgive me, not abusive relationship, but they're just coming to you and venting about what happened in their relationship or marriage. You can never be sure, right? They're just venting to you, even though you know your friend, but you also have met their spouse. You can never be sure over what happened in their household or in their relationship, right? So you can only advise them. So that's a thing that applies as well to Reed Choi and Gina. You can never know what happened between them. But Gina actually went on TikTok and said that Reed Choi is actually a serial dater. He is a narcissistic guy. And she was emotionally abused by him. Now, this was not a sad story. The reason why Gina, and I can completely understand, because this, I have dated someone like this before, and I can empathize with her and understand that she is trying to warn other girls not to date Reed because of what he did to her. So along the timeline that Gina actually dated Reed, Gina actually found out that Reed actually dated other girls and emotionally abused these girls just to be famous. That was the story. Not only did he, you know, while dating Gina, was dating other girls just to get famous, Reed actually gave, and this is the worst part, and it's not only her who came out, you know, like, who came out with the expose. There was another guy who was in the circle of friends. It's the same case as David Dobrik. That's another story that I want to talk about after this. But yeah, it's along the lines though. It's the same. So there was another guy who was friends with Reed Choi as well, and saying that he was really lucky to have Gina, you know, being good to him and all. So like, if there's another guy, it can only mean two things, you know. But I don't think that military friend who came out in support of Gina was a bad person either, because, you know, we can't tell for sure, we're just the mass audience. Anyways, so the worst thing that Reed actually did to Gina was he gave her chlamydia. If you don't know what chlamydia is, it is an STD. It is a sexually transmitted disease. Can you imagine that? And chlamydia is actually curable, which is completely fine. Yeah, but... and I like this law as well in America that if you have an STD and you sleep with someone and you don't tell that someone that you have an STD, you can be put in prison. And I like that law. I think people who have STD should have... you know, should be accountable for what they have and be kind to other people and tell people that they have that, you know. Because, of course, I understand that it has a societal stigma of, you know, probably people do not want to sleep with you and all that kind of stuff. To stop, to break the chain, and I'm sure that when they, you know, they have... the partners that they have before that did not inform that they you know, they have STD and then sleep with this person, I just think it's irresponsible to do that to someone. It's unacceptable. That's why when I when I heard the story about Reed Choi giving her chlamydia, I was like, there are guys like that. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, no, not that anyone gave me chlamydia, no. I'm just saying that there are guys like that. The guy that I dated, and this should serve as a reminder to all the single ladies and all the single girls. If you want to date someone, please do a background check, in the sense that get to know their family members, get to know their friends. You don't have to. I know it's awkward on the first date to get to know someone's parents. Yeah, but at least get to know their friends. You know what kind of friends they have. Where do they work? Because from personal experience, the guy that I said who was like Reed Choi, here's something that you can learn. If you see a red flag in someone, in the sense that if they lie to you once, okay, you can, you know, look through it, it's completely fine. But if you choose to look past it the second time they lie to you, something is wrong somewhere. And you should not, trust me when I say this, you should not ignore that red flag. If someone is lying to you through their teeth, run. Do not date that person. Because funny thing about this person that I dated, short story, the things that he did to me was ridiculous. And I'm not gonna... I'm not airing this on air for people to like, oh my god, she's airing her dirty laundry. No. I am warning... Like what Gina did, I am warning all the girls as a reminder. And he has done... I'm not gonna say what the hell he did to me. I'm just saying that, you know, like... history repeats itself. Because... He lied about so many things to me, and I was stupid enough. If you know me personally, you would think that I'm smart enough to filter this kind of people. Fuck no, it happened to me as well. So, gotta be careful, girl. You gotta be careful. It's true. They would lie to you. They would deceive you. They would tell that they come from a certain, you know, caliber of family background, that they come from a really good family or a rich family, when they're actually normal, just like you and me. Background checks. And red flags, run away. Yeah, that's it. And apparently, there's lots of things. And apparently, it's a season of coming out. Reed Choi is one of it. And if you haven't heard, there was a story about not long ago, David Dobrik, the famous David Dobrik, who I thought had the same birth date as me, but no, his birth date is 21st July. But the Vlog Squad was saying all sorts of crap about him, you know, and then even his advertisers were like pulling out from his, you know, campaigns, and it was all so sudden. And it's just a season of coming out, huh? which is a good thing. And you know, I come to, and well, we all know the famous story of Armie Hammer, but we do not know whether it's true. Like I say, we're just observing from afar, right? We are the audience, and that's it. We are just spectators. But here's a good thing. I just realized, in the midst of all this, I realized one thing. I realized why the existence of feminism actually happened, because... And I'm not dumb about this. I'm just saying that there are too many times that women are really kind-hearted and they let guys sometimes, you know, get away with shit that they're not supposed to get away with. Hey, I am coming from a background where I have sexual abuse involved before from outsiders. So let me just tell you, before you want to hate me as a woman, I am on your side. And I'm just saying that, you know, it is a good thing that men should know that consent is really important, and we women are calling their bullshit. Because I know some, you know, some men can be really mean and really abusive and really manipulative. Yeah. So I think it's really important that calling out is important. Kudos. But once again, as spectators, we do not know whatever happened. I just hope that justice is served. for Gina and for the victims of, you know, what happened with David Dobrik and also Armie Hammer. If all of it is true, I really hope they get their, the ladies get their peace of mind, and I hope they really get justice. As a, you know, speaking as a woman myself, because I think it's just ridiculous. If you listen to the whole story of Armie Hammer and David Dobrik, I'm just like, it's a season of coming out, calling out, not coming out. I'm tired, like, guys. Anyways, I hope that was a good episode for you. Yeah. Also, as a reminder, if a guy is mistreating you, I cannot speak English because I'm exhausted right now. If a guy is mistreating you, please call them out and tell it to someone whom you trust. Because there is a big chance that the person that you tell to can help you out. It's about time that, you know, we don't let men, bad men, get away with this kind of things. And it's also about time that we don't cloud our judgment because of this bad men and project it on good men. I think that's really important as well. The segregation is a huge line, because there are good men out there and there's also bad men out there. So yeah, girls and ladies listening to this, pick and choose who you date. Okay? I hope that episode served you well. Retry, be nice, and that's about it. Kiss your loved ones, and I hope you have a good weekend. And until the next episode, I am excited for the next episode, and I hope it happens. That's it. That's all I'm gonna say. But I love you. Have a good weekend. Goodbye. Offset.